Yes, you. Come here, I need to talk to you. Right now, yes, right now. Oh, come on, just a second, it won't take long. Quick, come over here. Okay, I don't want to startle you or anything, but I just saw Yellow kill someone. Do not freak out. Okay, this needs to stay between us, okay? Yeah, I was just standing here swiping my card, and, Yellow came in and then killed this person right here. Emergency meeting. Oh, no, we should not call an emergency meeting at all. Definitely not. Why not? Because we've got a dead body here. You and I are standing over this dead body. They're gonna think we did it. Yellow's gonna deny it, and we're gonna look sus. I'm not getting ejected from the ship. I'm not. I mean, I'm not an imposter. I didn't kill this person. Okay. All right. Let me just think about this for a second. God, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Okay, so right now it's just you and me. Maybe we could form an alliance. Yeah, what do you think? We form an alliance against Yellow? Because Yellow's clearly the one who did this. And they've been acting hella shady. I mean, just before, I saw them following me in all these bays, and every single time I looked at them and saw them doing a task, it looked fake. I think they're just pretending to do tasks all around the ship so that nobody will know that they are the imposter. Okay, right, why don't you just come over here for a second? Yeah. Let's get out of this corridor. I don't want anyone to find us here with this body. No way. Okay, let's go in here. I guess it's our word against Yellow's. What do you think? Do you think the other crew will believe us? That we're not the imposter? Because, I mean, I don't know. Everybody seems to like Yellow. And I know I'm not the most popular person on the ship. Oh, don't give me that look. I don't need your pity. What I need is your loyalty. And, I'm sure I could get it from you. Hey, it's okay. We've got a minute. And if anyone asks where we've been, just tell them we've been doing tasks. I mean, this could be a task. Couldn't it? Just talking like this? Hey, I've always found you pretty cute, you know? And when I was told that I was gonna be locked in a spaceship with you, I was secretly quite excited. Why? Well, have you seen yourself? You're not too bad to look at, and I find your personality charming. And awfully magnetic. But then again, people have said the same of me. Yeah, I have this special skill. I don't know, I usually only just put up my resume just to look interesting, but I don't know, I have a way of influencing people. Not that I've influenced you, of course. No, I could never change the way you think. But then again, that would be one way to gather your loyalty, to make sure that you stay loyal to me when I need it. So, I wonder if you could just imagine something for me. You see, we've been on this ship for an awfully long time. I'm sure you're pretty lonely. Yeah, me too. But we could be lonely together. Just you and me. And once we rat out that imposter Yellow, well, we could be together. And I could, well, say nice things to you that make your mind just tingle. Oh, don't be shy with me. I know you like me. I can see it. The way I'm fogging up your helmet like that. It's okay. So just, why don't you take a moment to just chill out? Breathe deep. We're just talking after all. And I know. The stress and the pressure from all these tasks we have to do is getting to you. I can see that. Let me help you unwind for a moment. Won't you? That's very good. So just breathe deep. Just relax. Just let your mind wander for a second while I just talk to you. You see, out here in space, it's been an awfully dangerous mission. Especially once the imposters started taking over the ship, killing the crew. And they look just like us. But you're here with me now, and there's nothing for you to worry about. Is there? No. And of course, you can just relax so very, very easily when you're around me. Because I just give off this relaxing energy, and my words are just so nice and delicate on your ears that you just want to listen. And you just want to relax, and that's okay, just relax. Let's take a moment. I'll just pretend I'm swiping my card. That takes a while anyway. So just chill out for a sec. You see, once the imposters started taking over the ship, I was just as worried as you are. I mean, they look just like us. They act just like us, and yet they're killing everyone off. And of course, you trust me, don't you? Don't you? Trust me to always be honest with you, and well, as long as we're being honest, I might not have been as upfront with you as I would have liked. You see, while you're listening to me, while you're relaxing to the sound of my voice, while you're just chilling out there, I have a little secret to tell you. Oh, it's nothing serious, of course. But I need you to just sink into my voice for a second. That's right, just sink into my voice for a second. While I can delicately whisper what I need to tell you, my secret. And you can't tell anyone else. Promise? Good. You see, Yellow didn't kill that person. I did. I'm the imposter. And I have been this whole time. And now, you are just gently relaxing to the sound of my voice, and now, it looks like I'm gonna have to kill you too. Don't you dare press that emergency meeting button. You are here now, and you're gonna be ensnared by me and entrapped by me, and I'm going to keep you here, stuck, trapped, in this spaceship. And yeah, eventually I'm gonna kill you. But not before I kill the rest of the crew first. You see, I'm gonna pick them off one by one by one. And you're not gonna tell them anything about what's going on, because that doesn't matter right now. I'm going to hypnotize you. I'm gonna ensnare your mind and make sure that you can't tell anyone what's going on. And then, then I'm gonna win. You see, I always win. And to keep us, our species, alive for this long, we've had to make sure that we stay undetected. I've learned some skills along the way, like the skills in hypnosis and mind control, but it is still so fun to fuck with you humans. So while you're relaxing and listening to me, you might start to notice yourself just following along with everything that I say, because my words are just so very important. And it feels really, really good to listen to me. But not just that, I have these special pheromones that I've let out in the air, and I filled all of our oxygen tanks with them, so that every time I start talking to one of you humans, I have this effect on your mind, that you start to get all woozy and drowsy and sleepy. And then everything I say just becomes so very inviting. Like if I tell you that you're going to go and tell everybody that I'm not the imposter, That just becomes your truth, your reality, because that's all you can do. The pheromones in your oxygen tanks tell you that my words are the truth. And nothing else matters, does it? No. Nothing at all. In fact, you can't think about anything else but just listening to the sound of my voice, just relaxing and just going along with everything that I say. Because us imposters are going to take over this ship. And not just this ship, every other single ship in this entire fleet. And with that, we might just control the world. So just relax for a moment. It's okay. You're gonna be fine. I mean, you're gonna be dead soon, but fine. And as you breathe in, all those pheromones just flood your mind, flooding your lungs and seeping through your body, trickling into your bloodstream, just the way we intended it to be. And you feel so calm, yet I know part of you is terribly scared about what's about to happen, and that's okay. It's almost as if your body and your mind are just fighting against it, fighting against me, but they'll never win. My pheromones are too strong. My words are too powerful. My mere presence is enough to bring you to your knees, and you and I both know that. Right now I can see you struggling to fight against me, but there's no point. You're doomed. Everyone here is doomed. And we all know that. And in fact, every time they call a meeting, you're just gonna tell them you know nothing about this. Because you don't. You just do everything that I say. Because you're just that obedient. And I can just walk over to you and place a hand on your helmet. And you already feel so close to me. And know how much control I have over you. And while it feels very, very scary, it feels really good at the same time, doesn't it? Nod yes for me. Very good. Very, very good. And now, my little minion, you can just relax. Close your eyes and let everything go. Just sleep. Down, deep, knowing that soon I'm gonna have infiltrated this entire ship and killed all of your crewmates. And I do hope it's a messy end for everyone. And then I'm gonna come back for you. But I'll be quick. And hey, but I might be quick. And hey, you play your cards right, I might just keep you. This is my little human plaything. My little toy to just mess around with whenever I please. Controlled by my pheromones, just sinking even deeper into submission. Because you can't help it. Because the air that you breathe tethers you to me in such a strong and powerful way. Doesn't it? Very good. Now, stay there. Like a good little space person. I'll be back for you. Don't worry about that.